Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, the South Dakota Attorney General is set for a hearing on Friday. Second, the jury selection continues in the Chauvin matter. It's of some interest to me, I'll explain. Third, another delay in a high-profile trial. Fourth, oops, New York correctional officers messed up big. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button and then the little bell over there in the corner so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Hopefully, you all joined us last night for our live program we do every Tuesday night, and we had a few new Patreon members join us as well for our Patreon live. Please remember, you can always get those videos the following day if you haven't had an opportunity to watch them live. All right, first on the docket, the South Dakota Attorney General Jason Ravsborg is scheduled to have an initial hearing on his case in Pierre, South Dakota this Friday. Video won't be permitted, but the audio will. We'll bring it to you if there's something of interest. For those of you who do not recall, the Attorney General was charged last month with one count of operating a motor vehicle while using a mobile electronic device, i.e. a cell phone. Second, lane driving in violation of the South Dakota codified law. And then finally, count three, careless driving. Count one comes from Ravsborg's behavior while driving east prior to the accident. Counts two and three are directly connected to Mr. Bover's death that was the result of hitting the Attorney General's front right fender as well as his windshield. Now, the Attorney General has some other issues pending. That's right. The articles of impeachment that have been filed against the Attorney General have basically been put on hold to see what comes out in the criminal court case. Now, as we've all learned over the last couple of years, impeachment is a political process, much different from that of the criminal case, and one can be impeached for anything they, basically the House and Senate in the states, desire. No one has ever been impeached in South Dakota. We'll see if the Attorney General is the first. We'll also have to wait and see as to whether he enters a plea or enters a plea of not guilty. Several of those charges come from his own statements that he made while he was being interviewed, not once, but twice by the police. You can actually watch those interviews. Let me know what you think. Did the Attorney General do himself any favors, or did he hurt himself by giving that interview? Next on the docket, the jury selection continues in the Derek Chauvin matter trial in relation to the death of George Floyd. Now, this can get rather tedious watching voir dire take place. We only get to see the attorneys. We don't get to see the potential jurors. All we get to see is the judge occasionally, along with the attorneys asking questions. But I think it's rather curious, if you watch, the individuals that the parties are trying to get rid of. It would seem as though the prosecution is trying to get rid of white middle-aged women, and the defense is trying to get rid of anyone of an African-American descent whatsoever. Obvious reasons. But this is something that you normally never get to see unless you go to the courthouse, sit down, and watch the jury selection process, also known as voir dire. I think it's also very refreshing that you get some very candid answers from the potential jurors as to whether they could be fair and impartial. And some of the facial expressions that the attorneys give when the attorneys are being advised as to what the potential juror is thinking. I think it's worth watching. Take a look. We've had the last couple of days up. We'll continue to try to bring you those proceedings throughout. And certainly when the trial begins, we'll be watching. We hope you will join us. All right, next on the docket, another delay in a high-profile case. The prosecutors and the defense attorneys in the Kyle Rittenhouse case have agreed to move the start of the Rittenhouse trial, obviously in regards to the fatal shootings during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, from the end of March to now November 1st. Young Kyle Rittenhouse faces charges that he allegedly killed Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum and wounded Gage Grosskreutz during protests that followed the shooting of Jacob Blake. As I stated, the trial was originally supposed to begin at the end of March, March 29th to be specific. The reason for the delay, that there are outstanding issues related to the discovery process, and apparently some DNA testing and other issues need to be taken care of. I would hope that the attorney for Mr. Rittenhouse only agreed to this continuance because he believes that the discovery that is forthcoming and the DNA results will be exculpatory in nature. Otherwise, why ask for a continuance? Mr. Rittenhouse will continue to remain at liberty on a $2 million bond that was posted by many of his supporters. All right. Before we continue on the docket, let's take a quick recess. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. And we're back. Oops. That's right. Oops. A New York murder suspect was mistakenly released from Rikers Island, and he remains at large. The mistake was at Rikers Island, and the individual remains at large, and it is a gentleman by the name of Christopher Bugs. He's 26, he's from Brooklyn, and he was mistakenly released from the Otis Bantam Correctional Center on Monday due to a clerical error. Bugs has been jailed without bail and been at Rikers Island awaiting trial for more than 3 years. He is accused of fatally shooting 55-year-old Ernesto Brownlee outside a bodega in Brooklyn back on January 29th of 2018. Brownlee, an ex-convict who murdered two men in the 1980s, was shot 3 times in the chest, and police tracked down and arrested Bugs 3 days later. In a different criminal contempt case, a judge sentenced Bugs to 30 days, and that sentence was mistakenly listed as the final disposition in the murder case. That's according to the jail officials. Jail staffers did not realize the error before releasing Bugs until Tuesday. Bugs is considered armed and dangerous. My guess is he's gone back to the same neighborhood where he grew up, where he'll go when he was mistakenly released from jail, and probably return to once he gets out of jail if the case is resolved or the end of his prison sentence. It's amazing how many people never go beyond the 10-block radius of their house and where they grew up. I would bet money that's where they find Mr. Bugs. And next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Take a look at this guy, Demisio Lopez. Saw a deputy and asked for help calling AAA because his car wouldn't start. Well, It turned out, Mr. Lopez, the reason the car wouldn't start was there were no keys in the ignition. Lopez said he didn't have the keys to the vehicle, but then rummaged through his pocket and pulled out the keys. I wonder where this is going. The deputy then asked Lopez for his driver's license, so he started rifling through his pockets again, and this time pulled out a small green package labeled Dank Gummies with cannabis infused written on it as well, according to the police records. The deputy asked if Lopez just pulled out THC gummies, and Lopez claimed it was normal candy, but when he asked to hand over the package, the deputy saw that it was labeled as containing 500 milligrams of THC. Deputies also had a package of medicated Nerd Ropes, which contained 400 milligrams of THC. Lopez claimed that his girlfriend had a medical marijuana card due to a cancer diagnosis, so everything was cool. At that point, Mr. Lopez was taken into custody, and a small baggie of cocaine was found on his person. That was in addition to the THC-infused candies. He's facing charges of possession of cocaine and possession of a controlled substance. Look at Mr. Lopez. Does he look like he is lit or what? He doesn't look like he has a care in the world, other than he knows he took some dank gummies. Mr. Lopez, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the week. Now, I've never had an edible. However, I've heard people say that you can only eat one, maybe a half. Otherwise, if you eat the whole bag, you're probably going to have to go to the hospital. Or if you don't have to go to the hospital, you're not going to recall that your car doesn't have keys in the ignition, which is probably why it doesn't start. For that, Mr. Lopez, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. Now, as we've said this before, the dumb criminal contestant of the week will get cool Crime Talk merchandise. Well, if you would like cool Crime Talk merchandise, hit the link below, order what you want, really cool stuff, it'll come to you. And then if you order a mug, send us a picture of the mug. Send us a picture of you drinking out of the mug, and we'll put it up on our Instagram mugshot. A lot of people send their pictures of their animals with their mugs as well, and that's okay. Or the shirts, it's all up to you. Anyway, thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.